Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dangling a bit of ham in front of it, and he was jumping up trying to get it, and I just threw it out of the fire. African orphans are so hungry.
Cut that, Connor.
What?
The African.
They are. That's just a fact. I think leave it in.
All right, cut me getting paranoid.
Nah, leave. So far, everything stays.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yes. Connor.
No, Connor.
Connor. Connor, you listen to me. You listen to me, Connor. You leave part of this. You leave part of this argument, and you make it funny.
Yeah, you make it funny.
You leave all of this.
The reason why I'm fucking questioning it is because Brownie Towns.
Oh, Michael's high.
That's why I'm wearing safety goggles.
This is episode number 39, and we haven't told you guys yet because we've been really scared about it. We didn't want to tell anyone. Because it's a big secret, and we'll be so scared telling people think that people will be angry at us, so we haven't said it yet. But this is our second last episode for season number one.
Yeah, so we'll come back. It'll be like, what, a month break?
Yeah, right. So listen to this shit. You listen to this. So this is episode number 39. You're listening right now. So you got the final next week, okay? So what's that? What date is that? Early December?
It's four.
Early December. So we won't record any new podcasts, or they won't start coming out until the beginning of February. So 2 months, your ears, 8 weeks break. Your ears get 8 week break. You don't fucking listen to any other podcasts. You come back. You fucking come back next season because we'll have your we got your shit. Huh? Who sent it? Huh? Who was it?
Today's podcast. We're pretty sure we're going to unwrap some shit from our PO box.
Sent us some fucking shit. So this is a second last. So next week's the season finale, and then we're off for 8 weeks. And then the podcast comes back with some changes.
Better than ever.
I'm already excited. I wish I could just get knocked out for 2 months. Hey, I wish someone could just knock me out for 2 months so that when I wake up, it's time for season two.
I'll do the set. I'll redo it.
I just want to be asleep. I want to be out unconscious. For 2 months, I don't want to hear a word, and then I want to wake up and start the second season. That's how crazy shit's. It's. We got some great new segments.
Yeah, what are they?
You fucking wait. I ain't saying shit, but there's good ones.
Yeah, they're gonna be great.
Not
just good, great. We're gonna get you guys to send phone numbers in of your friends explaining situations of bad things they're going through, and then we'll call. Say if they're in trouble with the police, we'll pretend to be the police, and say they're gonna get arrested.
Yeah. So you guys construct our prank calls that we do. I think that'll make them a little better than because Domino's is starting to fucking catch on. They're over it.
Yeah,
I don't want to fucking hear that shit no more. So to make it sustainable, the prank calls, I'm gonna leave it to you guys. We're gonna make it much more interactive in season two, and the PO box. Hopefully, we'll have a fucking shitload of stuff.
Because we've already
been sent some stuff from the PO box. Thank you to the you bloody legend taking the time to do that. Someone's shit in a bag.
As soon as we open up the PO box, it just fucking reeked of shit. It was so bad.
But it's our fault. We did ask you to send some shit. We also asked
pretty sure
you
we said to send
anthrax. Can I just put a hold on the anthrax? Don't actually send anthrax, please.
Someone tried to.
Yeah, so just send us drugs or...
shit.
No, I don't know about this shit, eh? It's sort of fucked the whole PO box area up.
Yeah, we've definitely ruined that area.
I hope it is shit, because it smelled horrible.
It's in the shed. We haven't brought it out yet. We're going to...
It's been in there for a few days, festering.
Oh, what
multiplying.
Will it be? Do you reckon it'll be like wet or hard?
I think it'll be a little being. A little being will dig out of the poo.
I like that.
All right. Next segment, we have it's been renamed to Mad Reaction.
Oh.
And basically, it's a segment where I just be typing on the keyboard.
Go.
And that's the end of that segment. Now we move on to the second segment, which is called My Position the Bait! Get the bait! Get the bait thrown into the swamp!
There was a whole segment on typing then.
Yeah.
That is new.
Matt from Wholesome.
That's season two behavior.
Matt from Wholesome wanted to start experimenting with brand new pop-up segments, he's called them. He's called them pop-up segments.
Pop-up.
Boop-boop. Like that. Boop-boop.
That is quality shit. You can't top that. You can't top that in any way. Holy shit, that was good.
For this segment, we just answer questions that you guys have sent in. And the first question is from this person here coming in. Oh, it's Michael's roommate. Come on in. Here he comes. He's looking through the door. He's unsure of whether he can come in or not. We're calling him in. We're saying, come in. Here he comes. Right here. He's not sure which way to go. There's cords in front of him there. Let's see what decision. Oh, he's going for the leg over. Whoop. Ooh. One's. Yeah, there we go. He's made it through. There we go. It's Lockie's. It's Michael's roommate coming home there. So, yeah, just so, like, it's live and raw here at Marty and Michael. You know, anything could happen. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so just about anything. Well, it doesn't get much more random than this show. So
it's
yeah.
Crazy, man. You're crazy. All right, question time. All right, this one's from...
These are the questions from you to us. We love them. Keep coming. Here we go.
Arez underscore AC underscore. Do you speak German? That's a no from me.
Yeah, and a no from me.
Yes, he does. And if I've probably told this in a previous podcast, there's nothing more funny than watching Marty talk to his mother on the phone.
Look, I'm just making noises, all right? I just make noises, and apparently it is another language, as some people know, as German or German. German,
it's always at the end. Tschüss. You always say that. Tschüss.
Tschüss.
Oh.
Like, tschüss.
That's your ending every time with your mom.
No,
you being German to your mom is a fucking...
I just
the funniest joke ever.
I just pretend. I pretend to be on the phone. I don't actually speak German.
Dude, I want to do a whole... We've done that in a prank call where you just speak German, haven't we?
I don't think so.
I want that to happen.
Well, today we're not doing the mumbled man.
Yeah, which is German. Mumbling is German. Next question is from Kashi0679. You are the most funniest pair on YouTube.
Not really a question, but great question. Yeah. Yes, is the answer.
All right, this is from drink underscore drank underscore drunk
88. Yes!
This might be a long shot, but what's your guy's favorite alcoholic drink?
I'm not sure why that's a long shot. Mine has probably evolved to red wine over the years. I used to hate it because of the cask wine days when I was 18. I used to drink wine out of the cask there, so that sort of fucked my taste buds up for 10 years, but... Yeah, I enjoy a little wine. A little wine, any alcohol, really. But, you know, I put them all in front of me, I'll pick a wine.
That's all I've heard all day is that laugh. Marty says something, plays that laugh over and over. I'd go a beer, any beer.
Oh, I'm playing with my moustache right now. I can nearly do that thing where it's like two little spikes at the end. So yeah, I've been working on it hard. I don't even care about Movember.
This is from Jay Dodds, 88, and you've got to fucking answer this because this is your fault. Yeah, Marty, why did you rip my gift, you German asshole? Also, what's your fave beverages? We just answered the beverages, but why did you rip up the CD that he got us?
I can't even remember that, and yeah. I will deny it until the day I die.
That's good. Yeah, it's a good answer. Sorry, I shouldn't ask. All right, this one's from...
Car?
Molly Four Tigers. What music are you guys into?
I like the sound of babies crying and then like soft piano playing dubbed over the top. Mixed with the baby crying, and I also like to listen to car doors slamming shut.
Type into YouTube, animals committing suicide with P piano man playing in the background. And it's like, that's probably my most favorite music.
So that one song, Piano Man, because someone's put in a YouTube video where animals kill themselves.
Well, they commit, yeah. Yeah, they commit. Yeah, exactly. Taurus underscore saying, Elizabeth so what 8. If you could bring back one person from the dead, who would it be? Stephen Hawking or Jesus Christ?
I'd probably bring back the hawk.
Yeah.
You got to bring back the hawk. He'd be good to have in videos. He'd be like that cool little
mascot.
Like pretty smart sidekick guy. But he thinks he knows a fair bit, but it's just like, oh, it's just the sidekick talking shit again that he read somewhere in a book that probably we wrote or something. So like, yeah, it's out of those two choices, Stephen Hawking's for sure. And I'd shake his legs. I'd get his ankle and then I'd fucking shake him and he wouldn't know what his legs are shaking for because I'd be hiding under a table or something.
You'd be tempted to keep fucking with trying to make him move by hitting or throwing.
Or tying a bit of rope to the ceiling fan to his chair and then turning it on full ball.
Oh. Oh, dude. I'd love to see that.
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that for a video.
Dig his body up?
No, we'll tie ourselves to a ceiling fan and we'll try and fly that way.
Is that possible?
Yes. I just did a small calculation in my mind. Yes. There you have it, folks. That's how we come up with video ideas. They explode into my skull. And I'll be bleeding from the nose for a while. So, enjoy.
All right, this one's from Steve underscore B1993. Three. Who would you rather kill out of Box Boy or Will Sparks?
I'd probably kill Box Boy.
Yeah.
Because he's younger. So, it would be more devastating to his family.
No, just Will Sparks, if you're a big DJ and you decide to just not show up, fair enough. I'd probably do that too. But if you're Box Boy, you fucked everything up. Not only yourself, but everything. Everything's fucked because of you.
Yeah, that's true. I was laughing at something else.
All right, next question's from Geordie underscore Wyatt. Question for the podcast. What do you think happens to our consciousness once we die? Fuck, that's deep.
I think it turns into grass. And then that's why when you're fucking mowing the lawn, you get that weird smell. Because you're cutting. Everyone thinks, oh, it's cut grass. No, it's
that's the souls.
Cut up consciousnesses.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty spot on.
I think.
I reckon.
Don't quote me on that, but I think that's what that is.
And look into the simulation theory, kids. Jonas.1. When is Michael going to cut off his shooting hair?
Oh, fuck me. How the fuck did we forget talking about this earlier on? We did a video. I did it. I've been getting messages for like 2 years.
Hey, cut Michael's hair. Please cut Michael's hair. Finish up cutting Michael's fucking hair.
I read them all. All of them. So I decided to trick Michael. And I told him, I don't know if anyone's seen it, but there was a video Jenna Marbles did a while ago where she lies on the ground, strains all her hair out, and then gets like hairspray and sprays it until it's like all stuck up, and it looked very, very funny. So I said, hey, Michael, we're going to do this. We're going to do this with your hair. And then lie on the ground, hairspray, and then when it was getting real stiff, Marty, get this right, Marty pulls a knife on the cunt. He doesn't, and then just cut it all off. Cut his hair straight line, but like, look.
He broke the rule.
The number one rule that Michael said, don't fuck with my hair. I fucking did it.
So now it's opened up the floodgates and I can attack Bosley for a vid on our website.
I will allow him to stab Bosley.
Just like a 3 centimeter.
Yeah. Nothing. No deep tissue. Just, oh, no. We'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, that video is coming out soon. But he's fucking went to the hairdresser and they made it all even and shit doesn't even look bad. So
it's not long.
Yeah, it's not long. But like he doesn't look like a freak, which is what I was hoping for.
Yeah, it went better than it could have.
Anyway, next clearly.
Nick.Everingham. Do your mothers listen to your podcasts?
No. Oh, no. I don't think mum even knows about the podcast, does she? Can you ask her?
Mine might, but she wouldn't listen to it.
Yeah, they know better than that.
I've had like aunties, I think, listen to it, and they were like, "It's what the fuck?
We're the truth bombs. We're the truth bombs of the family."
That could be a tag.
That could be a band. Our band's name,
Truth Bombs.
We're the truth bombs of the family.
First single is Disco Dancing. The Truth Bombs is out.
We're the truth bombs of the family.
I like Sherbet Sisters.
I've been trawling the internet all week. Still haven't found anyone throwing any human shit at Judge Judy's back. But I'm hopeful that we get something before Christmas. So don't forget, whenever you see a video online, hashtag someone throw human shit at Judge Judy's back. So let's just a moment of applauding there. It's come a long way. That hashtag has come a long way. I saw it on a building.
Tagged with graffiti or an actual sign?
No, I saw both.
What's the next segment? Oh, shit. Oh, do we get to do the P.O. box? Oh, fuck. Oh,
hey, everyone. It's what you've all been waiting for. Someone sent in some human shit into our P.O. box, I think, and we're going to jump onto the P.O. box segment. Here's the new name. It's called Panic to Pleasure. That's what that audio clip is called.
Yeah, that saved a lot of shit, dude.
Panic to Pleasure, and this is a segment where we just open the shit that you guys send to our PO box. We got letters here, hopefully not full of anthrax.
There's no more climate change from that one, mate. That was perfect.
And also, in the garage outside, we have a box, and I'm pretty sure there's some human shit in it. And as you all remember, Michael said, if someone sends in human shit, he'll wipe it on his face.
I'll think about it, but that's such a pussy.
Michael is now opening the first letter.
Is there anything, drugs in there? I mean, things in there?
Oh, hang on. There's a letter here. Oh, what do we got here?
So the first thing is a picture of cows, if you can see on YouTube.
Give me a fucking look at that. Oh, yeah.
Which one would you do out of all of them?
The one on the right here. That one actually looks familiar. That's the one I would fuck for those watching on YouTube. I'm pretty sure I've already had that one. You can tell by the bend in its neck.
You bend to the left.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Did you rip it already?
No, it was like this. See, it's just a bit of paper here. Okay, so in the envelope was a picture of cows, and here we have two little fucking letters that were also in it. And it says, cows are love. Cows are life. Keep up the quality vids that make me laugh and keep my cow fetish under control. @Dylan_8_ from Sydney, Australia. Thank you, Dylan. That was beautiful. There's more! This was also in the same envelope. The $1 that it cost me to purchase the stamp for this letter comes from a cow's cunt. I prefer to fist the beasts because it adds a personal touch you just don't get with a dicking. Hope you appreciate. Takes a lot of strength to come forward and be that graphic and that detailed for, you know, an 8-year-old.
This picture has a new place.
So I thank you very much for that. Much appreciated.
There's a spit down my chest. All right, this one might have anthrax in it because it has been pouring out shit all day.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and cover my face now.
It's glitter though. Oh, fuck, you've inspired me to.
We should not have asked people to send in anthrax. I regret that. I'm going to stop talking about anthrax.
My shirt stayed up. I'll just... Oh, right. It shows my nostrils, and it won't go down nostrils. It won't boost it up. That's just glitter.
Is it just glitter?
I reckon.
Lots of glitter?
Yeah.
Lots Does of people glitter. Want us to get mess or something? Is that what that is?
Get mess.
So someone sent us an envelope full of glitter. So thank you. And also this with this note in it. Okay. Dear Marty and Michael, who's a pretty girl? Pretty, pretty, sprinkle, sprinkle.
Oh.
Very good start. I'm enjoying this. I actually can't wait for you guys to do a meet and greet. I would love for you guys to shout me out on Instagram @fio.sumerr. You guys are the best Australians. Don't stop making your videos because they're amazing. No one has ever made me laugh that much. From Summer. Summer.
Thank you.
Thank you for saying what the rest of Australia is thinking.
That's fair. That's a fair statement.
Thank you, Summer. We really appreciate that. And the glitter is very pretty. Very pretty. Put that in the bin. Is there a bin near you? Throw that straight away.
Just leave it there.
No, no. Throw it straight away. We are not hanging on to that. All right. We have opening
this
the...
This is from our friend Bryce.
Opening the third envelope now from someone we have met before. Bryce, his name is. Let's see what he has sent us. Oh, a big letter.
We have a beautiful letter.
And a photo of when he met us. Here, that's me there on the right. That's Brycey boy wearing our merch shirt. And that here is Michael. Those of you who are listening on Spotify, fucking go to YouTube. If you want to see the picture, just go to fucking YouTube.
Hard. It's not hard. We've got fuck all subscribers.
If you're on your phone, it's an app. It's just watch it on YouTube.
It's demonetized every vid we do. We do this for free.
So there you go. Beautiful picture. And Michael, would you like to... I'll read the letter.
Okay.
Hey guys, it's Bryce. Aussie_carts99. Here, how are yous going? I'm doing good. Just looking for work. Still, I'm no longer working. Are you guys hiring to be in your videos? Ha 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 jokes. Now, I'm always free to do anything. If yous need more people to be in your videos or nothing, messages me on Facebook or Instagram will go from there. I will always remember the first day we met. I still have that wristband, haha, and every day I watch your videos. And soon, hopefully, we will have a drink up and chill out. I want to hang out with yours more often. I print out your photo and I want you guys to have it. But anyways, keep us all laughing and good work. I will see you soon. P.S. And always remember, we are the best. Hashtag, we are the best. Love yous both. And my number is 04. Kidding, not going to read that. Cheers, Bryce. You're a fucking legend, brother.
Cheers,
yes,
dude.
We will do a meet and greet soon and we'll get fucked up and we'll smoke a bit of meth, eh? So, everyone, thanks for taking the time to write a cute little letter. Send in anything you want. It doesn't have to be a letter. It can just be like a random stick. Or maybe you'd like to send us a lock of your mother's hair if she's like undergoing chemotherapy and her hair's falling out anyway. Just grab a little tuft of it, throw in an envelope, send it down Marty and Michael. We'll have a fucking look at it. And then you can say to your chemo mother, hey, look, mum, look, your hair made it onto YouTube. And wouldn't that be
better than nothing?
An uplifting experience for a mother with chemotherapy. All right, thanks. The PO box is right here for those of you on fucking Spotify.
Hey, what about the shit?
Oh my God, what everyone's been waiting for.
Shit.
Do you want to get it, Michael?
It's your closest.
We'll be right back.
I'm sleepy deepy.
Okay, I've bought in the package. Bought in the package. We had it in the garage because it smelt a bit shit. So we think this is shit. Okay. So I'll tell you what's from. I'm scared to inhale. All right. So it's a.
I can open it. Actually, it's all good.
It's a red bag. Oof. Oh shit! Be careful. Be careful. Don't you open it this direction? There's gonna be shit flying around everywhere. All right, Michael's pierced the bag. What's in it?
Have a whiff.
No. No, no, just fucking open it. No, I'm not. To. I'm not smelling it.
I like that. That's sort of nice.
Oh my God, that is fucked.
I don't want to put my hand in there.
Michael, you have to. You ask the people for this.
I'll just pour it out.
No, not on the...
Don't, just in case it spills.
Dude, don't... Dude.
Dude.
Okay, so... Fuck, get that...
Dude.
Fuck.
Look how cute the container is.
Oh, okay. All right. So inside that fucking package is a white container. The smell is intensified. I don't know if it's a shit smell. It's something rotting for sure.
This could be anthrax. No. She doesn't smell like that. All right. We ready?
Yeah. Open it. If you throw that on me.
I will not, dude. It's not like you cut my hair or anything. Oh, no. What if there's a bug in there? Oh.
Oh my God, God. It smells so bad. Oh my God.
It is. It's porridge. It's literally grassy porridge.
It smells so fucked. No, it's shit, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I think shit is. Grassy porridge. It looks like that.
Show everyone. Oh.
It's moving. I can feel it vibrating in the container.
All right, move it away from the mics and stuff now. That is fucked. Oh, it's getting worse.
Oh.
Get rid of that. Get it outside.
Oh, I sort of like it.
Oh, no. Yuck. Some odor cleansing shit.
Okay, we're all breathing through our mouth at the moment. That is fucked. Someone has just sent us a little container of real human shit. It's so hard not to gag right now. That is fucked that someone did that. It's like, it's sort of cool, but it's, yeah, that was properly sealed and everything, wasn't it? For those of you who are listening, have a look if you can. Someone has sent us human shit. And you know, and that's what we asked for. Right, now we've been sent human shit, so thank you. You don't need to do that anymore. So we'll just give a small small round of applause there to that person, because that's ballsy. It takes balls
Dude,
to shit in a container.
The house, it's fully fucked.
It's a hairspray. I'm spraying hairspray.
Oh, not too much hairspray.
For this?
I don't mind. I honestly did not mind that. Like. I realized I can't put it on my face. That's too fucked.
All right, so Michael lied to everyone. Sorry, guys. Michael's lied to you. He couldn't put it on his
but
face.
But I enjoy the smell. It's different. And it will only last a bit. We'll open the doors up.
Someone sent us human shit. Thank you for listening to us. No more human shit. Only other cool things. Fuck it. Some breast milk. Someone sent us some breast milk.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So there you go. The P.O. Box segment is really taking off. And sort of becoming a beast on its own there. So thank you for everyone sending your shit in. Literally, it's great. It really brings a lot of life, a lot of energy, a little power to the show. Poor man, yeah, that is a powerful shit smell.
It's pretty.
That's a first. Surely no one's opened up human shit in a podcast before.
Who takes the time to send shit? That's the main
I'd like to meet them. I'd like to meet that
I'd
person.
Have a beer or five with her.
Yeah, because that's pretty... You can imagine how funny it would be shitting in the container.
It's definitely a chick who did it.
Had it sealed, like, properly, didn't they? Like, fully properly sealed.
Yeah, it was in one of those little tubs from
Very
Vital.
Impressive. Very impressive. All right, our final segment has, of course, been renamed to... Margaret!
Margaret.
And this segment is basically where we just do a prank call. I'm going to be the character, the Mumble Man.
Hey,
so it's going to be very hard to hear me, and that's for the joke. Also, like we mentioned, this is the second last episode, so we got next week, and then the prank calls will be back better than ever in season 2. Okay, and every week it'll be a big part of it. God, there's so much shit in my mouth.
I know. I hate what I did now. It doesn't go away.
I really wish it just would.
It still lingers.
Oh, man. Very, very intense smell. Yeah. Yeah, you're going.
Fuck. Ruin the house.
I'll do this prank call with shit in my mouth.
Hi, this is
Dr. Stress.
I'm speaking with you. How can I help you today?
Yeah, get out, Mars. Make a pick up water, please.
Pick up order, what can I get for you?
Yeah, maybe a couple of pizzas today. I'm going to get one of the barbecue meat lovers on classic there.
Yep.
I'm going to get the Hawaiian there on the pan, bit of the thick one.
Can?
And then what size you got going on at the moment? Is there any sub deals you got going on?
For size?
Any type of deals going on? Two large pizzas, you're going to need the deals going on.
Bring a drink for, let's just
double
check.
$427.80. What about one of the desserts? Got a couple of lava cake.
Yes,
I can.
So do you
want to
get a lava cake instead?
Yeah, just send the same value comes together at the same price.
Okay, I'll just double check. Yeah, so I can't put the chopped lava cake into that meal. Do you want me to put it, like, just on the side, so two people can chop the lava cake?
Yeah, no, put it on the side there a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit there, yeah.
Okay, so I'll put it on the side, and then
What about the drinks there? You're going to cut as far as tonight?
Some drinks?
We've
got the soft drinks?
Yes. So what have they got on soft drinks? Well, anything, really. Oh, the Sunkist is an orange one with bubbles on it. Is that 1.5 or 600?
We've got 1.25 or we've got the cans.
Yeah, well, look, I might get a can of the Sunkist there and put me down 1.25 on the G.
Yep.
And so, read the order back to me?
Sorry?
Read the order back to me?
Yep, so we've got the classic barbecue meat lovers, the deep Hawaiian, chocolate lava cake and a can of
Sunkist. And then the other side of the part of the valley, you know, garlic bread and part of the garlic put on the valley.
Garlic bread and a drink?
Yeah, what are the deals you got going? That's part of the deals. And I don't know the lava cake on the side, but just garlic bread and the original deal.
Yep, I'll just. So the price has gone down to $27.30 with two pieces of chocolate lava cake and Sunkist.
Oh, that's great. Look, one last little thing with the Hawaiian and the ham on the hanging and ham when you bring it over.
Sorry?
Well, one last thing with Hawaiian, make them put the ham on the side when you bring it over tonight.
Yep. Sorry, I just can't understand you properly.
Yeah, that's all right. So, with Hawaiian, there's like extra ham, even if you have to put on the side.
Sorry, I still can't get that. Are you doing
pickup?
Could you talk to me when you came into store?
You put down, come on, I'll come in about 15 minutes or so, I'll look down again. Is that what you called it?
The Hawaiian?
Mm.
Yeah, so it's just the deep Hawaiian with, like, ham cheese and pineapple.
What about the kind of water?
Sorry?
What about a cup of water?
Read out your order.
No. Just a cup of water.
Sorry. Just give me 2 seconds, sorry.
Thanks for holding. A Domino's team member will be with you shortly.
You're getting right now, more and more.
I'm not going to make any sense for the rest of the call.
Yeah.
Hi, sorry. Are you there, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got the order, so it comes to $27.30. It's the classic barbecue meat lovers, the deep Hawaiian, chocolate lava cake, and the Sunkist.
Yep, that's perfect, except for ham and cheese and pineapple on the side.
A ham and cheese instead of a Hawaiian?
No. Listen, right? So now you're going to ham and cheese, bring your ham and this one tonight. Hmm?
Okay. Just give me 2 seconds.
No.
Hi, sorry, thank you for holding. You're speaking with Sarah. How can I help you?
It was a couple of pieces.
Sorry?
You read back the order.
Yeah, you've made your order for a meat lovers, a Hawaiian, a lava cake, and a can of Sunkist?
Yes. Yeah, so this is the ham and cheese put on tonight, right? And get a glass of water with it. You go on, you can just bring it in, and the cables, and the things back. If you can't bring it up, slap, and stroke.
Oh, that was a sad ending.
And that's the mumble man. Ha.
We're the
best.
We're the best.
Smells like shit. We're the best! See you all for FC's finale next week. Don't forget to tell your brothers.
Smash the smithereens. Stratosphere. Oh, man. I've ruined the house. It's fucked.